This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare. With temperatures on the rise and people participating in more outdoor activities, it's a good time to remember the need to protect against the sun's strong ultraviolet rays. While darker skin tones and more melanin do offer some level of UV light protection, there's no substitute for sun protection methods. It's important to think of sunscreen use as a protective mechanism against not only skin cancer, but also sunburns, freckling, premature aging, and autoimmune skin diseases, says Dr. Nizma Mujahid, a dermatology resident with University of Utah Health School of Medicine and Intermountain Healthcare. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends that all children above the age of 6 months, regardless of their skin tone and type, wear sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Little ones should not be wearing any type of topical sunscreen product until they're at least 6 months old. Infants have sensitive skin and are more vulnerable to serious burns. Keep babies younger than 6 months old out of the sun. When going outside, dress babies in lightweight clothes that cover their arms and legs, such as rash guards. And don't forget a hat with a brim. Parents may also be a good role model for sunscreen wearing. Consistently wearing sunscreen with SPF 30 or greater and limiting sun exposure will reduce the risk of skin damage and teach kids good sun sense. As kids grow up practicing a sun protection routine, they'll be more likely to extend those behaviors into adulthood, lowering the risk for premature skin aging and every type of skin cancer. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.